Donald Trump, he'll become president of the United States this month. Justin Trudeau just announced his resignation as Prime Minister of Canada this week. In December, Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany, received a vote of no confidence, and an election will be held early this year. There seems to be quite a shift away from the far left, more radical policies that gripped the world after the COVID crisis, a shift to a more conservative approach going forward. Along with these significant changes in leadership, Ukraine President Zelensky seems to have opened up to the talk of peace and safety with new leadership in the United States. He now says he believes Trump can bring an end to the war that's been going on over there for years. As the world responds to new leadership in America, Mr. Zelensky recently made the following comments.
I now see that when I talk about something with Donald Trump, whether we meet in person or we just have a call, all the European leaders always ask, how was it? This shows the influence of Donald Trump. And this has never happened before. With an American president, I tell you from my experience, this also gives you confidence, you know, that he can stop this war.
These are interesting times we live in. Who would have thought that so many big changes could come in such a short time? And it can all change again just as quickly, with just a few events that could change the world or the election of another man with great influence. It can happen just as this has taken much of the world by surprise. Did you know that the Bible speaks of things suddenly happening and changing as the time of the end draws near? In fact, in a warning to his people, God, through the Apostle Paul, makes a blunt, direct, and clear statement that perfectly fits the time we live in. In 1 Thessalonians 5:3, he says, "For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." Did you know that suddenly is an integral part of biblical prophecy of the end times? In this scripture, Paul talked about labor pains that come on suddenly. Every woman who has had a child knows about that. In Jeremiah 30, in a prophecy for God's people in the latter days, God inspired Jeremiah to write this in Jeremiah 30, verses 4 through 7. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. "For thus says the Lord, we've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that day is great so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Who is Jacob today? Who are Israel and Judah today? They still exist on this earth, and for you to understand Bible prophecy, you need to know who they are. Some comment that America is never mentioned in the Bible. Oh, yes, they are. At the end of this video, we will give you a link where you can learn more about their identity and Britain's and Canada's identity and prove it for yourself. You'll also have a chance to ask us questions directly, and we will respond. Suddenly, the Bible says, those severe labor pains come upon an unsuspecting people. Those pains come. Hard times come. But notice that God says his people will be saved out of it. In Isaiah 30, another prophecy for the end times, God says this, "Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity and rely on them, therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in the high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. And God shall break like the breaking of the potter's vessel, which is broken in pieces. He shall not spare. So there shall not be found among his fragments a shard to take fire from the hearth or to take water from the cistern." Complete destruction comes suddenly, because people weren't paying attention to what God says. God commands his church to send a warning message to his people. You know in your hearts that America and the English-speaking nations of the world, which were founded on biblical and Christian values, have strayed too far from the way of God. There is no way that anyone could think that the lack of morality we see in our nations, the corruption that is so evident in our governments, and the lies that are spoken by so many politicians is the way of God. And God is clear that when a people depart from His principles, especially a people that have been so bountifully blessed as our nations have been, there will be a time to suffer the consequences. America, pay attention. Canada, Britain, and Australia, pay attention. Enjoy times of peace if they come. We all hope and look forward to the time when there will be lasting peace and safety for all. Yes, enjoy the safety and prosperity of these times, but don't close your eyes and don't get lulled to sleep. While half of the world may be celebrating this change in direction, there's another half of the world and of America that is not so pleased. Just like that wall we read about in Isaiah 30 that hid what was happening with those bulging pipes that were about to burst, there are forces in this world looking to bring America and the English-speaking nations down. China, North Korea, and the Middle East, for example. Keep your eyes open. And most importantly, do what God commands. He actually implores us to turn to Him. Go back to the Bible. Read the Ten Commandments and meditate on them. You know, what a wonderful life it would be for you and your children if everyone lived that way. Just think about that for a while. And you know what? That day is coming. Jesus Christ will return to this earth, and during His 1,000-year reign on earth, the way of life taught in this Bible will be lived by everyone. When He returns, there will come a time of lasting peace and safety, abundance and joy. Why? Because everyone will be taught His way, and everyone will live by that way during His reign. You can enjoy life. You can understand its meaning and have a sense of purpose, peace, and joy that's better than anything you could imagine. God wants you to have it. And we want the opportunity to have God open your eyes to the truth. You won't find that truth and those keys to life in the Catholic Church. You won't find it in the Protestant churches, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, or Islam. You can find it here and prove what we say for yourself from your Bible. You'll find other resources and a place where you can send us any questions you like at this link. We'll work with you to help you come to the understanding of the truth, the real truth, the plain truth, the truth that Christ said will set you free.